Okay, so have you ever totally blanked on an outfit? Like frantically digging through your closet minutes before you have to leave.
The worst.
Right. Well, imagine that feeling, but 1,000 times worse. Imagine your entire wardrobe gone, like actually gone, thrown out.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, I can see where this is going. Talk about a special kind of panic.
Exactly. And that's the situation our girl, Sierra, finds herself in right from the start of these excerpts.
And it's such a great way to kick things off because we've all been there, right? That fear of being exposed, caught without our metaphorical armor. But here, it's literal.
Totally. And the way it happens just adds to the cringe factor.
Yeah.
It's her dad, right? Tries to be helpful, leaves a note about cleaning her room.
Oh no, I can already tell where this is going. The classic parent move, completely well-intentioned, but.
But totally backfires. Because she doesn't see the note, misses the memo entirely, and boom, out goes everything with the trash.
And that's where the excerpts really get into that deep dive territory, because it's not just about, oops, I lost my clothes. It's that universal dread of misinterpreting a situation, the fear of consequences you never saw coming.
And the social aspect. Can
Oh,
you imagine
yeah.
showing up at school, like, basically naked?
Don't even have to imagine it. I think we've all had those middle school nightmares. The vulnerability is just next level.
No kidding. And what kills me is how Sierra tries to fix it, at least temporarily.
Yeah.
She digs out this old coat, right? But the way they describe it, it sounds completely awful, like not even close to fitting right.
Oh, I love that detail because it shows her desperation, right? Any scrap of fabric to put up a barrier, even if it's totally useless.
And of course, to make things even more awkward, her mom walks in, has no idea what's going on, and just casually tells her to go put on something nicer.
Oh, that's brutal. It's funny, but also kind of heartbreaking, you know? Like the one person who could maybe help, and Sierra can't even bring herself to explain.
Totally. And that's where we leave her, right? Heading off to school, armed with only a hideous coat and a whole lot of impending doom.
And this is where things get really interesting, because we're introduced to two other characters, Maya and Sally.
Right, Sierra's classmates. And at first glance, you might think, oh, classic mean girl tropes.
Totally. But the more we see of them, the more I'm convinced there's so much more than that. Take Maya, for instance. She finds out about Sierra's situation on the bus, right?
Yeah, there's that initial shock. I mean, wouldn't there be? But then it shifts.
And that's what I love. It becomes this weird mix of amusement and almost like admiration. Like, there's one excerpt where she tells Sierra, "You're freaking out about being seen naked. Please, like, you're the only one who looks good."
It's harsh, for sure, but there's something else going on there.
Right. It's like she's almost impressed. Like, Sierra's broken some unspoken rule, and Maya can't help but be intrigued. Plus, let's be real, teenage girls especially, they're dealing with their own body image stuff constantly.
So maybe Maya's seeing Sierra own it, even unintentionally, and it's making her question her own insecurities.
100%. And it plays out in how she interacts with Sierra. It's not always nice, but it's not malicious either. It's more like tough love, pushing her outside her comfort zone.
Which, let's be honest, Sierra is way outside of at this point. No comfort zone in sight.
Exactly. And that's where this whole thing gets so relatable, even with the extreme situation. We've all craved that kind of confidence, you know, to just not care what others think.
Totally. Now, Sally, on the other hand, she seems way more straight up mean, at least at first,
Yeah.
trying to rip open Sierra's coat in the hallway. Not cool.
Not cool at all. But even with Sally, there's this fascinating shift as the story goes on. Like, she still messes with Sierra, but it's different, almost like grudging
Yeah,
respect.
like in the gym scene, she goes from making fun of Sierra to actually complimenting her.
It's subtle, but it's definitely there. And I think it's because Sally, in her own way, is starting to see Sierra's resilience. She's witnessing someone handle a completely insane situation with, if not grace, then at least some backbone, and that
That
throws Sally off.
makes you wonder, are they really antagonists, Maya and Sally? Or are they more like accidental mentors, pushing Sierra towards a transformation she wouldn't have had otherwise? So we've got Sierra caught in this totally bizarre situation, right? With Maya and Sally circling, adding their own brand of chaos.
It's a recipe for disaster, or maybe a breakthrough, depending on how you look at it.
Exactly. And that's what I love about these excerpts. It's not just about what's happening to Sierra, but how she reacts, how she starts to change.
Right, because at first she's just pure deer in the headlights, wants to vanish, become invisible, and I think anyone would, right? That's such a primal response to feeling exposed.
Totally. Remember how she grabs for that coat? Like it's her only shield against the world.
Exactly. It speaks to that need for control, even if it's totally an illusion in that moment.
But she doesn't stay frozen forever, right? There's a shift.
Oh, absolutely. It's like she slowly starts to realize, wait, I have some say in this. Like, she's still mortified, but she's not just letting herself be pushed around.
Yeah, like in that locker room scene. It's small, but she tries to shield herself. And later, bargaining with Sally for a towel.
It's those tiny moments, right, where you
Yeah.
see her testing the waters, figuring out how much agency she actually has.
And by the time they get to the gym, it's like something has clicked. She's still embarrassed, obviously, but there's this new
It's
awareness.
like she's taking that attention, that energy, and actually using it, even if it's just to deflect. Remember that excerpt where she makes that joke about charging admission?
Oh, yeah. It's like she's taking control of the narrative, even if it's just a throwaway line.
And I think that's the point where things get really interesting, even a little risky, because now she's not just reacting, she's almost playing with the situation.
And that's where, some people might feel uncomfortable. Like, wait, is this supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Sad? Empowering?
Exactly. And the excerpts never give you a straight answer, which is brilliant because it forces you, the listener, to decide what's Sierra's truth in this moment. Is it liberation? Is it a breakdown?
It's so much more than just, oh, she's okay with being naked. It's about what happens when all your defenses are stripped away. Literally, what parts of you are still there?
And who are you then without those layers, without those shields we all carry around?
It really makes you think. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. Imagine, just for a second, being in Sierra's shoes. When does that initial shock, that humiliation, maybe even fear, when does it become something else?
When, if ever, could it become a source of strength? Or would it always be something to hide?
Because at its core, this isn't just Sierra's story, is it? It's about all of us and how we navigate those moments where we feel exposed, vulnerable, completely out of control. Food for thought, Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes a little discomfort can be the best kind of food for thought. Thanks for diving deep with us on this one.